Tank Bigsby made the team. He is one of three running backs on the initial 53-man roster Philadelphia announced Sunday, alongside Saquon Barkley and Will Shipley, with no injury designation attached, per Dave Zangaro at NBC Sports Philadelphia, corroborated by CBS Philadelphia. That's the headline because of who isn't on the list. Carson Steele, 35 preseason touches, more than any Eagles skill player, framed by the Philadelphia Inquirer's cut tracker as proof preseason production doesn't guarantee survival, was waived. Damian Pierce, who Jimmy Kempski at Philly Voice reported was having a good camp before a hamstring let Shipley pass him, was released and is back on the practice squad, per Jeff Kerr's Monday tracker at Sports Illustrated. Jordan Mims was waived per Kerr, and Jaquindon Jackson was waived with an injury designation back on Monday, August 24th, per the team's announcement, with an injury settlement, per Kerr. Two corrections we owe from last week's episode. First, we told you Bigsby had disappeared from the record after the toe injury, and we couldn't report his status. That was a coverage gap, not a continuing absence. An NBC Sports Player News item dated August 19th, before this week's window, had him back at practice that Wednesday. Second, we framed Carson Steele's and Will Shipley's New England game as the competition putting its best August film on tape while Bigsby sat. They did, and it settled only half the way that pointed. Steele is off the 53, Shipley is on it, and so is Bigsby. As for the finale, no report names him either way. The Inquirer game story and Frank's observations don't mention him. So we can't tell you whether he touched the ball Friday, only that nobody wrote it down. For a new listener, we called this profile a pure roll bet in June. 5.9 yards a carry for Philadelphia after the trade. Three catches all season, no job guaranteed behind Barkley. Cut day is when roll bets settle, and this one settled with a roster spot in a three-man room. What the job actually pays in touches is unreported. No coach has spoken about the backfield order. And that's the next thing worth knowing. We'll see where the ball goes once the real games start. Data via NFLverse.